G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
Were you one of those children or adolescents who came up with plans to conquer the world with your buddies? Well, the students from Imprensa Jovem will have the chance to interact with those who, in part, make decisions about the course of the world economy and politics. From an articulation with the Educomunication Nucleus of the Municipal Secretariat of Education of São Paulo, young students from the São Paulo public school system will make the journalistic coverage of the G20 agenda. Bringing the G20 closer to civil society, simplifying the topics discussed, and building bridges through education are some of the objectives of this partnership, which is first covered in the second half of February when the first meeting of finance ministers and central bank presidents of G20 countries takes place in São Paulo at the Bienal Pavilion. Brazil's finance minister Fernando Haddad has already confirmed his presence at the event. For Carlos Lima, coordinating professor of the Educomunication Center, the partnership with the G20 is an opportunity to think out of the box.
Nesse caso, os estudantes vão debruçar, nesse desafio de poder entender.
He says that in this case, students will address this challenge of being able to understand the content of these G20 events, pose their questions with the ability to bring information that will dialogue with their friends in their communities and create student-to-student communication. Imprensa Jovem has international prominence and has been recognized by UNESCO as an information media literacy practice worth being replicated worldwide since 2020. A bill is currently being examined by the São Paulo City Hall so that the initiative becomes municipal public policy in the city. This is Enrique Villamil reporting from the G20 newsroom in Brasilia.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.